Here's the rest of the story. After breakfast, the men stacked their dishes in a wash tub and went to their units to begin the day's work. As Wilkie was leaving the breakfast area, Storkleg's wit caught him by the arm. "Hey, boss, you know that Rockin' Slim's unit? I did some research last night, and it's not a rock." He flipped open a big book and pointed to a photograph. "Look at this." Wilkie glanced at the picture, then looked closer and smacked his hand against his forehead. "A mammoth tooth? That's impossible. How can you have a 12,000-year-old mammoth tooth in a house that dates to 1300 A.D.? Witt pointed to little Alfred, who was standing nearby. "My guess is that one day, 700 years ago, a little feller like him was out on a hike and dug it out of the creek bank. He did what little boys have always done. Brought it home and gave it to his mom, and she kept it in a special place." Wilkie chuckled to himself. "I guess that makes sense, and it kind of brings the past to life, doesn't it?" He turned to Alfred. "Well, kiddo, it's not exactly a dinosaur, but it's close. You got your wish, and it's going to make a great addition to my report." "Pretty neat, huh?" Alfred was thrilled, and that's about the end of the... Wait, one last thing. When the crew went back to work, I found myself, well, a bit restless. Bored, shall we say. After scratching a couple of fleas, I happened to glance around and saw... Guess who was sitting in the back of her pickup, gazing at me with adoring brown eyes. After checking to be sure her ugly brother wasn't lurking around, I drifted over to the pickup and gave her a wolfish smile. "What do you think now, sweet thing?"
"Well, you came out of that smelling like a rose."
"Thank you, thank you.
But you know what they say."
"What do they say, darling? I'm dying to hear." She leaned towards me and whispered,
"When you're lucky, you don't need brains."
I stiffened.